So you were married?
Yes, I met my husband. People say, how does the girl from Vancouver meet and marry the boy from Michigan? Good question. It turns out that two of the girls that I graduated high school with, they decided to go to a college in Bellingham called Western Washington mm-hmm. College of Education. And so they went down to Western, and Bonnie's mother one time called me and she said, "Will you and Sharon, another one of our school group there, like to come down and see Bonnie and Sharon?" And we said, "Oh yes, we would love to go down and see the girls." The girls are staying at a girls' dorm type thing and down in Bellingham. So we said, "Oh yeah, we'd be great to see Bonnie and Sharon." So we scooted. Well, in the meantime, Bonnie and Sharon had become very good friends with Don, who is my husband, and his buddies. Now Don at that time had just come back from Korea. Mm-hmm. He had gone to that school before. He got injured his knee. When he injured his knee, they said he was on his foot, but he was quite the football player. And they said, "No more scholarship. You don't play football. You can't because of your knee. You're out." So he went down to, he ran out of money without the scholarship, and he went down to Boeing to get a job in Seattle. Well, of course, he no sooner got a job at Boeing when the U.S. government said, "Uncle Sam says, okay, Korea's on. We want you." So he went to Korea. But when he came back from Korea, of course, then the Army pays for your education again. Uh-huh. So he went back to Western, where Bonnie and Sharon were at that time. And of course, when I met Bonnie and went back to see Bonnie and Sharon said, "Well, you know, we're going to go out tonight. We're going so-and-so place, and we're going with Don and Fuzzy and all his buddies," type of thing. So this is how I got down into the American scene. And there's actually quite a few intermarriages there. There was, I think, three of us married. Guys from, well, Don's 828 good place where he lived down there, which I think was living with three other guys or something. They were sharing place. That's how I got to Bellingham. And then I got pregnant. And I said to Don, "Oh," I said, "well, look at," because at that point, he said, "Well, you know, we're going to have some pretty expensive stuff." He says, "I'll quit school." And I said, "Well, Don, you know, why don't, because the Army had Army places where we could go and live much cheaper." He wanted nothing more to do with the Army. He'd done his share mm-hmm. in Korea. He had Bronze Stars, actually, 2 Bronze Stars from Korea. But he says, "No more, nothing to do with the Army. I'm not," I said, "Well, you got," there was lots of women there that had babies and things, and they supplied housing. Don said, "No." He said, "I think we should go to Canada." And I said, "Oh, well, okay." So we came to Canada.
But you set up home in Burnaby again?
Well, yeah, yes. We lived in basement suites, of course, and everything else. And then we eventually bought a house in by the Burnaby Hospital. And I can remember moving in, and we only had room enough for the down payment on the house and the monthly payments. Mm-hmm. The NHA was sponsoring all these houses in those days. And the furniture was donated by all my mother's friends, I think.
And then was this a fairly new house as well?
Oh, it was brand new. It was brand a whole new. Brand new neighborhood. And it turned out to be a fabulous neighborhood because, you know, it was all full. I thought, oh, you know, here I've got my crappiest old furniture donated from everybody. Well, I shouldn't say that. I mean, it was nice. It was good enough and everything else. It was suitable. And, you know, instead of a dining room suite, I had an old kitchen table with a lace tablecloth over it and all this sort of thing. I mean, really. And for drapes, I had sheets up on the window. Mm-hmm. And I thought, oh my God, when my neighbors come in and see this, you know, they're probably going to just roll on the floor laughing. You know what? My neighbors all had exactly the same thing. They had sheets up, and we were all in the same boat. Right. We all had enough money for the down payment. We're all making the monthly payments. Mm-hmm. And the furniture you just bought bit by bit. You bought it, you paid it, then you bought the next piece, and you paid it, and the next piece, and you paid it, until you finally had, you know.
What did a new home and a new development look like?
$12,800.
$12,800.
Isn't that incredible?
And all the latest appliances?
We didn't have all the latest appliances. No, we had to buy the stove. It came with, you know, everything but the appliances, I guess. We had to buy the stove and the fridge.
Have a furnace?
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. The furnace.
What did it burn, or what heated it? Do you remember?
Oil.
Oil.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And on the floors?
The floors were hardwood.
Hardwood.
Beautiful hardwood. Oh, yes. And it had little walnut trim around. Gorgeous floors. Terrible to look after because, you know, hardwood floors are a lot of wax and a lot of polishing and all that. But hardwood floors, yeah. Nice homes. Very nice. They're still standing today. They're very well-built homes.
And hot and cold running water?
Oh, everything. Oh, everything, yeah.
Were you connected to the sewer, do you know, or was it septic?
No, you know, in those days, Burnaby was almost all on septic tank, I think. I don't know where you had to live to be on sewer. I remember we were all on septic tank. And then years later, the sewer did come in. They did put the sewer down. But in those days, we were all on septic tank.
And Burnaby Hospital was new as well at that
time. Oh, yes. Burnaby Hospital had just not been there very long at all. And which was handy because that's just, like I said, that's where I had my babies. Mm-hmm. It was all in Burnaby Hospital, all three babies.
You were saying that you had free movies while in hospital.
Yeah, that's the time I had the room facing north, and Cascades Theater was right there.
The drive-in theater.
And you could see the movie, but you couldn't hear anything because we didn't have the speakers. But you could look out the window. And for the next baby, when I went in, I was facing south. And because we live so close to the hospital, I could look down onto my back porch.
Mm.
So Don and I used to I had the bed by the window. So he says, okay, he says, now, he says, tonight, he says, I want you to flip your light over your bed 3 times. And he says, I'll answer. He says, at 7 o'clock, I'll answer with my porch light. So we did that every night. Every night at 7 o'clock, I'd click my over my bed light, and every night I'd watch out the window in the old porch and I'd go bing, 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 as his man would reply.
Wasn't that nice?
It was.
And then what was the hospital like to stay in, to deliver babies? Was it modern?
It was wonderful. It's a very good hospital. It always has been. And after I had the babies and got the children off to school, of course, I joined their auxiliary. And I was an auxiliary member there for the hospital for years and years and years. I worked in the hospital and in different places type of thing. Mm-hmm. As I said, the first time I started was I was on what they call the commodity card. I pushed that around, and then I also did a library card.
What sorts of things were on the commodity card?
Cigarettes, believe it or not. In those days, well, they didn't know all this, right, you know, and we were allowed to smoke in there. I stole cigarettes off my commodity card. And, and I always remember, I don't know if I told you the story there, but I was rather nervous about elevators.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't really like elevators too much, but I thought, okay, if you're going to push a commodity cart around, you're going to might as well get used to elevators, because there's no way you can climb four flights or three flights of stairs with a commodity cart. So, but I'm standing there, I guess, humming and hawing, and this guy that worked on the elevators, must have been a maintenance guy or something. He stands and he watches me, and I guess he can see me with his card, and I'm hesitating a little bit there. No, I'm just sort of standing there looking at him, and he says, oh, he says, so you want to go up? I said, well, yes, I'm going to go fourth floor. And he says, oh. He says, well, I really don't like elevators too much. And he says, you're nervous about elevators? Oh, yeah, very, very nervous on an elevator. Well, he says, you don't have to be. Come on, get on here with me. He says, I'll show you. So he cranks us up between floors and opens the door.
Oh.
Like, there I am. He says, there, you see now? He says, we're stuck between floors. And he opens the door and he says, see? There's the bottom of that floor and we're on the top of that floor there. And I thought, oh, this is good, you know. But just hang on, hold your breath, hang on. So I said, oh, yes, I see. Now, he says, if you want to get out, he says, there's two ways you can do that. It depends where it's wider. He says, you can either go to the bottom and you can jump down that way, or he says you can just climb on the edge there and see if you can get out through that way. He says, see? So the elevator gets stuck. You don't have to worry. If the door is open, you can get out. I thought, oh, yeah, that's fine. Well, let's just close them up and go back where we're supposed to go. But I did finally get used to elevators.
Mm-hmm. So you have the art card as well for some time?
No, they didn't have an art card.
What was the other?
Oh, commodity card.
Commodity?
Library. They had a library card where we took it around and offered books and magazines to them. And a commodity card, which, of course, in the hospital in those days didn't have a gift shop.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think they did. They may have had a little one. I don't know.
So other than cigarettes, people would purchase snacks and
On the commodity card, what did we? Oh, what did we have on that commodity? It's been, magazines. I remember we sold magazines and things like that. Like toothpaste, anything, you know, things that people might forget. Toothbrushes, toothpaste, toiletry type things that people might forget. And, I just can't remember. Oh, I guess writing pads and cards and pens and pencils and anything you might think you could use in a hospital type of thing, you know. Slippers, soft slippers type of thing.
And then what else did you do over the years on the hospital auxiliary?
What else did I do? I worked,
Were you involved in any kind of fundraising or?
Well, that one, that dance thing I told you about, where we had that big dance at Monzer and we were on the, on that Dewey thing. I used to also, I used to help out sometimes on the extended care unit. They often had people come in there to help with birthday parties and things like that. And I had a really weird one this one time. I was in extended care. And I was in my uniform, my pink uniform. And, of course, I had my, my name, Kay Jackson, on my little pin here and everything. And I was in there, I was helping, I think, do tea. They were, I think it was a birthday party, and we were helping serve cake and such like that. And all of a sudden, this young voice said to me, you're Kay O'Cook, aren't you? Well, I just, you know, really turned around. First of all, he'd used my maiden name. And I didn't recognize him. And I said, well, yes, I am. I said, who would you be? I said, can I ask who you are? He wouldn't tell me his name. I still don't know who that was.
Oh.
Yeah, weird. I've often wondered, who was that young man? But anyway.